I've heard the term VinoCap applied to that regimen, the non-alopecic regimen. Do you also, with that regimen, do the same thing, that after a while you stop the vinorelbine and keep the Xeloda going?
By and large, I do, and it's a little bit of a crapshoot doing that because you don't know exactly, is the woman responding to both agents or one or the other, so it's really sort of an imprecise, and I think we just have to monitor that based on toxicity. I have had the experience, I'm thinking of a patient right now who I treated with nalbuphine and Xeloda, and she was responding, but she had had previous neuropathy, and she was developing more, so I stopped the nalbuphine, and her disease progressed. So she was responding to the nalbuphine and not to the Xeloda.
Did you reintroduce the nalbuphine?
I have not yet. We went on to an investigational agent after that, but we'll come back to it. So sometimes it doesn't always work, but more often than not, it does. I think I have a hypothesis that patients who are anthracycline sensitive tend to be taxane sensitive, and those that are sensitive to both of those agents tend to be, I think there's some collateral sensitivity there.
Collateral to Xeloda?
Yes, I think so.
So you're saying an anthracycline, taxane, and Xeloda all seem a similar response?
That patients will benefit in general, certainly not across the board. I say that, Neil, the Aberdeen trial, the preoperative trial of CHOP for 8 cycles versus CHOP for 4 cycles followed by 4 of Taxotere preoperatively. If you look at the patients who were primary refractory to the CHOP, who crossed over to get the Taxotere, only 2% had a pathologic CR, suggesting that Taxotere really wasn't able to salvage very many of the women who were primary refractory. Conversely, if they were responding to the CHOP and then got the Taxotere, you know, it doubled up the pathologic CR rate, suggesting a collateral sensitivity there. And I think that, again, I'm just sort of hypothesizing with you here, but I think that certain of our breast cancer families tend to be more sensitive to chemotherapy, and I think that they tend to respond to the anthracyclines, the taxanes, and the antimetabolites. And they can hit different subpopulations, don't get me wrong, they can add cumulatively to our cure rate. I fully expect the antimetabolites, capecitabine and gemcitabine, to make a difference in the adjuvant setting. So they can hit different subpopulations, but I think they're hitting breast cancers that tend to have sensitivity to the agents we commonly use.